Beginning in meditation. And begin with the tuning into the body as it shows itself in this moment. Starting with the posture as we come to stillness. Allowing the posture to express wise view. So there's an orientation toward clarity, kindness, non-confusion, compassionate engagement. How does the positioning of the body express and support the growth of qualities we might associate with wise or right view? At the heart of wise view is understanding stress, dissatisfaction, suffering. So that when we understand stress, we can see clearly the roots that it grows out of, or the conditions that give rise to stress, and learn to diminish those conditions, to work with them skillfully, to uproot the tendency towards stress. In the posture, this can mean beginning in as comfortable a posture as we can, a posture that's conducive to stillness, conducive to letting the musculature relax, a posture that's also conducive to clarity of heart and mind. So not too collapsed, such that I become dull or drowsy or spacey, not too rigid or tense. I think in skillful posture, there's a kind of animal dignity. The way many animals, when they're relaxed, will just sit or stand or lie down in a way that has a kind of brightness to it. And we humans can have this. When we set down the anxieties that mobilize the musculature unnecessarily, the body expresses wise view by understanding that stillness and softness through the body, through the musculature, expresses non-suffering, non-stress, freedom from stress. And relaxing and settling the energies that are not so easy to relax and settle will become more visible. This is also part of understanding stress. You might notice the energetic hindrances of dullness or restlessness in the body. You might notice the emotional hindrances of sensual desire or ill will and hatred moving through the heart, body. You might notice the mental hindrance of doubt, anxiety and fear, all the unskillful stories. The stability of the posture supports clear seeing of all that which inclines away from stability. You feel how the body wants to fidget or fall asleep or wander in fantasy or complain or give up or really push to get it, or wherever the attention leans away from just sitting or being in the posture, whatever the posture is, standing, lying down, many kinds of sitting, from just being here. And we'll see all the ways that we're pulled away from this. And we see, of course, all of these hindrances and their corresponding resolutions into ease and peace through the breath as well as the body. And give attention to the breath and feel whether the breath feels easeful or difficult, free or constricted, fast or slow, deep or shallow. Troubled or untroubled. You might notice the length of the breath, the speed of the breath, the temperature of the breath coming in and going out. The breath will show you when there's hindrances present. In the same way that the body can delight in a posture that's stable, relaxed, joyful in a kind of energetic, cellular way, dignified in an animal dignity. The breath will show you all these things. Does a deep breath feel good, easeful? Can the breath fall out of the body on the exhale without effort? Noticing any tension or constriction that is pushing the breath around. We can find a similar balance in the breathing as we find in the body, mostly allowing the breath to breathe itself, the body to do its own breathing. But just like with the posture, we can build up unskillful habits. And so a little gentle correction of the posture or lining up of the body intentionally for a more dignified or more aligned spine. We can do the same with the breath. And you might start with gently slowing and deepening the breath in and out both. And if more letting go and relaxing is the right direction for you, letting the exhale lengthen a bit. If brightening and arousing some energy is what's right for you, make the in-breath a little more forceful, a little stronger, a little faster. As the breath is worked with toward a comfortable, even beautiful breath, begin to let the amount of effort being used relax. Allowing the pause at the bottom of the exhale to lengthen gently if that feels good. Waiting for the pull to inhale. This can really just be even just a gentle softening of the bottom arc of the breath and the top arc of the breath. So they're not really holds where you're contracting, but there's just a softening of the turnaround and a little stretching out of the turnaround at the top of the breath and the bottom of the breath, either or both. And here we express and cultivate wise view with the breath, understanding stress, we can understand the presence of a hindrance and how the breath constricts when there's a hindrance like anxiety or restlessness or doubt. How the breath shows us when we've let go and we've released clinging to something. Feel it in the spontaneous fuller breath, in the full exhale, and the sense of the whole torso being more relaxed, less stressed. Meditating with wise view in the foreground, we understand stress, the first noble truth. We understand the cause of stress, the second noble truth. And the cause, grasping, clinging, resisting, judging, complaining. We understand the end of stress through the ending of those unskillful actions, reactions. And we understand the path that leads to the end of stress. And the Eightfold Path . And you can particularly feel the sixth and seventh and eighth limbs of the Eightfold Path, cultivating effort, mindfulness, and stability, immersion. Letting the breath not only be how we temper stress and suffering, but becoming the point of rest at the center of the world that we come back to and immerse into, becoming quieter and quieter, riding the soft, pleasurable breath, letting go more and more on the out breath. Allowing stillness and clarity, dignity to deepen, riding the breath, spreading to all the cells of the body and the field around the body. And we'll keep sitting in silence like this. And close the sitting with the homage to the Buddha three times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.